You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Now we are joined by Just Janie. Just Janie. We're going to be talking about the new single, Muse and Musician. How you doing?
Morena, it's so lovely to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It seems like a very nice day in Christchurch. I can see the sun beaming through the window.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's beautiful today, so lots of sun rays to get some vitamin D.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yep.
It's actually like quite blue in Otipoti here. I'm not too sure if it's going to be nice and warm, but it is blue, which is
nice. I don't know if it's warm here either.
No, the South Island, I don't know, might just not be having a great time, but that's okay. Now, this new single, Muse and Musician, I'm very curious about. You've said in a press release that you use the term muse to be the source of inspiration, not the inspiration itself, explaining that your muses are more based around what people create slash do rather than them inherently being muses. What was a muse, or was an example of that for you with this song?
It's so interesting. That's the first time someone's brought up that little quote of mine. I was talking about this with my producer back in Australia last winter when we were recording, and I said to her, just out of the blue, I went, "Oh, but this song's about Stevie Nicks," and she said, "Really? I would never have picked that because it's about a muse, and Stevie Nicks isn't a muse." And I sort of thought that was an exact, exactly the point of the song, is that my idea of a muse is somebody who people try to look at and go, "Oh, you're the inspiration for my creativity. You're beautiful. You're talented," but they have their own right as an artist. And I think, it is loosely based on Stevie, but there are lots of people that I have loved throughout my life who I see as being my muses, but because they do incredible work, it doesn't need to be creative, but they're their own individual and have their own talents, and mm-hmm. I think that inspires me.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you recorded this, and I assume most of your latest published music out in the Blue Mountains. How did that experience come about, and what do you think how do you think it's advantaged you in terms of your songwriting or producing?
Oh, so this was such an incredible experience. I, in classic, rural Kiwi kids, how Kiwi kids stories go, my mum and my producer's mum are friends in St. Bethans, of all places. So we ended up at Christmas, well, New Year's drinks, and at the time I had a different producer lined up, and so it was really just a friendly conversation. And I ended up showing Abby and Rick some songs, and they just really understood what I was trying to achieve with my music, and I think they got the authenticity and wanted to sort of... They shared some knowledge about the music industry and sort of said, stick to your guns and do what, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so later in the year, when my producer fell through, I ended up messaging Rick and Abby and sort of saying, "Oh, would it be okay if I, came and did some recordings?" I had a trip booked to visit a friend in Perth, so I sort of thought, "Oh, I could, have a long stopover in Sydney and go to the Blue Mountains." And they were very generous. They opened their home and their studio to me and picked me up from the airport, and we got to spend a week together working on these songs. And yeah, it was just incredible to work with both of them. They were incredibly kind, and I think we've made something beautiful together.
For sure. Were the Blue Mountains very blue?
Oh, I can't hear you. You've gone.
Oh, sorry. You can't hear
me? I can see your
yes.
face moving.
Oh, my Zoom was on mute. Because I moved the webcam.
That's okay.
Were the Blue Mountains very blue?
No.
No, they weren't.
I don't know if they were very blue, no. Yeah, it was an incredible part of the world. I have been to quite a few places, and I think the Blue Mountains in general, as a region, it's just stunning. And I think the community and the arts and the music over there, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so we were recording in Lithgow, but we got to go to Katoomba, and then I, caught the train from Katoomba to Sydney. So I got to see, some really beautiful parts of Australia that I probably wouldn't have gone to if I hadn't been going to stay with Rick and Abby. And yeah, it actually did remind me a little bit of home. They did say that the what I would call a hill outside their house was their mountain. It was tiny, as Australian mountains are. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Central Otago, so our mountains are pretty big. Yes. But other than that, it was gorgeous. Their property backed onto the bush. I got to go for morning runs with kangaroos, and yeah, it was very idyllic.
Wow, that sounds incredible. That sounds absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
There's another very idyllic element of the music that you've put out lately. The video was very idyllic. It was shot in and around Central Otago with beautiful rustic scenes of an old house, a dilapidated vintage car, and a very good shot of you overlooking a lake. Was this all shot around in and around Cambrian?
Well, yeah. Cambrian, St. Bethan's, and Lauderdale. So we had all the scenes filmed back home, and yeah, it was just an incredible way to capture the essence of home and also where I wrote the song. But yeah, I don't think I initially thought of the music video being at home, but I think it really does make a musician shine. I think it works really well. And it was lovely to capture those beautiful locations and then share them with locals. And we had a little music video premiere, and yeah, there's something special about capturing home the way you see it, mm-hmm. and your iPhone doesn't. Sugi is incredible. He's a friend of mine from Auckland, and we just, yeah, had a couple of really groovy days together. And yeah, I'm sure we'll work together again soon.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a very well shot video. The shots of the car in particular, was it an old Jag, an E-Type Jag?
Oh, see, I made this mistake at the music video premiere, and I got told off by the owners. It's a Stag.
It's a Stag. A Stag, you are?
Stag. Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful car, owned by family friends of ours, the Jeffersons, and they were really kind and let us use the car for those shots. My really close friend Keita is driving, which I think is a lovely aspect of the video, to have a friend in those clips. And then when we did the music video premiere, we had that event at Lauderdale, and they had the car on display. It was just really beautiful. So yeah, the Jeffersons have been incredible in that process.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it, eh? Now, at the start of the video, there's a vinyl with the song name on it that you put on a turntable. Did you DIY that yourself, or was that a vinyl that you found? Or are you making vinyl for your upcoming EP?
Oh, I wish I had vinyl of my up-and-coming EP. My partner is a graphic designer, and he made me the little label, and I did DIY it.
Nice.
And then we got a lovely family friend of mine, Lorna. She put the record on, and yeah, it was just a nice little shot.
Yeah, it was. And I got to say, I love that. He's a very good designer, because that looked like a real, real sick cover. Now, this is the last.
Yeah.
This is the last single until your EP is dropping. When can we expect mm-hmm. to hear the EP? And do you have many South Island shows planned?
This is a classic Janie tale of being a little bit unorganized. I got so swept up in the single that I forgot to organize the EP. So the EP will be a week late. It will come out next week, hopefully. And we've been mocking up the cover design to try to pull elements from each of the singles so that it feels like a whole finished project. In terms of shows, I have quite a few in Canterbury, and then in August I'm working on a mini tour with a musician from Puniki, Sig Wilder. So we're doing a collaborative tour for our double single that'll be coming out in August. So that's really exciting as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, might have to chat to you later in August. But yeah, until the meantime, have a great day. It's been lovely chatting to you.
Thank you so much.
And
yeah, you too.
Yeah, yeah. And I wish you all the success with the upcoming EP.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was Just Janie coming on to talk about their single which is Muse and Musician. It's currently 9:56 here on the Radio 1 Late Breakfast program. I reckon we jump right into that song, and then we're going to have a comedian, Tama Alexander, come on to talk about his set at the upcoming OUSA Comedy Night. It'll be very fun. Anyway, here is Just Janie with Muse and Musician. Let's crack into it. Take care. I'll see you very shortly.
To bus in Santa Fe, draped in a coat and furs. She whispers in your ear to play the song you wrote for her.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.